Melissa Morris got her first prescription when she was 20. She had a C-section, and her doctor sent her home with Percocet. She took one and laid down on her bed.
And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, is this legal? How can this feel so good, you know?
She was hooked. Soon after, she started taking the pills recreationally, shopping around for doctors who'd write new prescriptions.
It starts out Vicodin, Percocet.
Then it was OxyContin. Then the highly addictive and potent fentanyl.
And then it's heroin. That's the holy grail.
Morris started stealing to fund her addiction, then got into the drug trade herself, dealing meth and other illicit substances, raising money to buy more heroin.
And you can buy a gram of heroin for $50, and it'll last you 5 days longer. So that's why so many people here have turned to heroin.
Morris lives in Sterling, Colorado, a two-hour drive from Denver. About 14,000 people live here. And since 2002, the death rate from opioid overdoses in this county has nearly doubled. Morris says she's known at least 10 people who've overdosed on a mix of drugs in the last few years. And it's not just Sterling. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the number of deaths nationwide in which opioids were involved quadrupled in the last decade and a half.
The number one issue we're facing is opioids.
Jack Westfall is a family physician and researcher at the University of Colorado. He works with a network of rural clinics and hospitals in the state and says doctors on the plains are feeling frantic.
We don't know what to do with this wave of people who are using opioids. They're in the clinic, they're in the ER, they're in the hospital, they're in the morgue because they overdose.
But what's causing the spike? University of California Davis epidemiologist Magdalena Cerda says a mix of risk factors has made rural America more susceptible to addiction. After the 2008 recession, rural areas consistently lagged behind urban areas in the recovery, losing jobs and population.
You have a situation where people might be particularly vulnerable to perhaps using prescription opioids to self-medicate a lot of symptoms of distress related to sources of chronic stress, chronic economic stress.
Cerda also says the specific types of jobs more prevalent in rural areas, like manufacturing, farming, and mining, tend to have higher injury rates, leading to more pain and, in turn, more painkillers. Other research points to the unique social structures in rural America as a potential cause.
One of the things that I think probably is counterintuitive to most of what we think of as a small town, is that rural people actually have much larger social networks than urban people.
Kirk Dombrowski is a sociologist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
And that gives them more opportunities to know where to get drugs. And so some of those social factors of being in a small town can definitely contribute.
Yeah, that's a lot hotter.
Back at her home in Sterling, Melissa Morris takes a small piece of orange film out of her purse. She stopped using heroin 4 years ago, and now she depends on Suboxone, an opioid used to wean people off heroin and other illegal versions of the drug.
See, this is what the wrapper looks like.
Morris drives to a clinic 2 hours away to pick it up. She says there's a 6-week waiting list for the only doctor in Sterling certified to prescribe Suboxone.
And then you put it under your tongue and you let it dissolve there.
She recently recruited 2 opioid-dependent friends to the clinic she goes to weekly for treatment.
I used to sell them pills and heroin and stuff, and so I do have hope. I do have hope.
While that strong connection among rural residents could be part of what caused the opioid epidemic, it could also be what helps to fix it. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.